A quick word about end users. Not every end user is created equal. I'm sorry, it's a unpopular, maybe uncommon fact. There are many end users, right? Everybody who does an operational mission, all of your enlisted people, all of your operational level officers, they are end users, right? Anybody who would potentially pick up your technology and go use it for real in a job is an end user. But that's kind of your basic end user, right? Your basic level end user knows their job, right? They've been trained on it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be where they are, right? They kind of know their direct surrounding organization, right? They know who their boss is. If they have a subordinates, they know who their subordinates are. Maybe they know who their boss's boss is, and maybe their boss's boss's boss. Usually about three echelons of knowledge is what you'll get from a typical operational end user, right? If I'm at a army company level, I might know the folks at battalion and maybe brigade, but really not going to go up north of that really at all. Okay. That's what I know, right? And I know how I get issued items at my level. I know how I get things given to me at my level. I know who to ask for new stuff at my level. I have no idea how to ask for new stuff. Okay. So that end user is valuable. If you have no other end user, that end user is much more valuable than no end user, right? Because they can give you the operational reality as they experience it in real life, right? Which is absolutely critical. What they can't give you is any insight necessarily on how the enterprise works, right? How to climb up the chain, if you will, to figure out who the staff and the senior leaders are. That's just kind of beyond their scope, okay? So they can tell you about their problems. They can give you insights about their operational current capabilities, maybe their capability gaps, the emergent threats they're dealing with, the operational environments they're operating in. And that's super valuable. That is absolutely the starting place. The next level above that is everything that an end user is, right? A super user is all of those end user things plus they understand the capability of your technology, right? Not every end user is going to be a technologist. And there are a good number of them out there, right? The folks who maybe they study technology a little bit on their own time. Maybe they go to trade shows, right? They go out to Mobile World Congress. Maybe they go to AUSA. They have a little bit more depth on the realm of the possible for the technology. And that's super important because if they have a little bit of a greater understanding of how the technology works, they can have a greater understanding of how the technology could be applied, right? They can think a little bit further outside the box. It's not just a direct, I have a counter drone thing right now that does X, your counter drone thing does Y, you know, what's the delta? It's your counter drone thing uses phased array, high powered microwaves. Oh, well, then we could counter multiple threats and we could federate them across a broad battle space, and that would work in this particular operational use case, right? If they're a little bit more tech savvy, they can give you technology insights contextualized to their operational environment, which is incredibly important. They can typically also give you a little bit more insights on the technical aspects of what they currently work with, right? What are the range limitations or capabilities? What are some of the operational dependencies, right? This works really well if it's not raining or if it's not cloudy or if there's not sunspots. Your typical operator may not have that degree of knowledge or insight. And typically a super user will know a little bit more about their organization. Maybe they've kind of figured out the different, S12345 or A12345 shops. They know the general officer staff just a little bit because they've had to go up to that level for certain things. Super users are definitely more valuable than users, but if you can't get a super user, a user is still absolutely critical. And then you've got the commandos. These folks are super few and far between. I've only met maybe a handful in my career. And they are everything that a super user is plus, right? These are typically folks who want to change the way things are done. They have a passion for technology. They have a passion for gaining new operational capabilities. They know the technology realm of the possible, and they want to pull that realm of the possible into the current day. and they know how it can be used. They also know the organizational structure of their organization. They know how the paperwork flows to get new capabilities deployed. They know who to talk to. They know sort of where the power centers are, right? They know how to write a document and shepherd that document up through the mountain, right? They can really be your guide and your pathfinder for getting your technology up that mountain through the middle staff, right? They really have a deep understanding of how that middle staff works. And oftentimes they have relationships with those middle staff members, right? They know who to go talk to in the innovation shop and the acquisition shop and the budget shop. And they've walked that path before because they have a desire to get that new capability, and they've done the organizational orienteering, right? They've mapped out how to get from beginning to end on those capabilities. These folks are really, really hard to find. They are also almost always incredibly busy because they have that internal drive to go and develop and integrate and acquire new technologies. Now, these are operators, right? These are not your middle tier folks. These are just folks at the edge who have the drive to facilitate things working through that frozen middle. And so when you find one of these commandos and they want to take an interest in your technology, work with them to the end of the earth, because they will be more valuable than gold.